Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 338. Today we are going to take up the discussion of the significant biological special program of the rectal muscles of the lower rectum and external rectal sphincter. The lower part of the rectal muscles and the external rectal sphincter consist of striated muscles originated from the new mesoderm and are controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. This muscle surrounds the anus immediately beneath the skin. We learned earlier about the internal rectal sphincter consisting of smooth muscles with its origin from the endoderm and controlled from the midbrain. Both the internal and the external rectal sphincters control the closing of the anus and the elimination of the feces. Now we will see the details of the brain level control of the lower rectal muscles and the external rectal sphincter. They have two control centers in the cerebrum: the trophic function, that is responsible for the nutrition of the tissue, is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and the contraction of the muscles is controlled from the motor cortex part of the cerebral cortex. Here also there is crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. That means the right half of the rectal muscles and the external rectal sphincter are controlled from the left side of the cerebrum, and the left halves are controlled from the right cerebral hemisphere. Please note the following information very carefully because it is of much practical utility. That is, the rectal muscles and the external rectal sphincter, bladder muscle and the external bladder sphincter, cervix muscles and the cervical sphincter, and the vaginal muscles share the same brain relays. The biological conflict linked to the rectal muscles and the external rectal sphincter and the biological conflict linked to the surface mucosa of the rectum are the same. It is an identity conflict. It can be explained as the sense of inability to establish one's position or place. We can translate this conflict biologically as not being able to sufficiently mark one's territory by defecation. It is almost similar to the conflict related to the bladder muscles and the external bladder sphincter, that is marking conflicts. While considering the conflict active phase of the rectal muscles and the rectal sphincters, we have to understand that even though there is cell loss or necrosis of the rectal muscle tissue, there is no necrosis with the sphincters during its conflict active phase. Remember, both the tissues are controlled from the cerebral medulla and from the motor cortex. Being controlled from the motor cortex, in proportion to the degree of the conflict activity, there is increasing paralysis of the rectal muscles. The rectal sphincter opens, which allows to better mark one's place. Since the lower rectal muscles belong to the group of striated muscles, it responds to the related conflict with functional loss. If there is persistent conflict activity, there will be fecal incontinence, meaning an inability to control bowel movements. We studied earlier about urinary incontinence while considering the conflict active phase of the bladder muscle and the external bladder sphincter. There, the conflict was a persistent marking conflict that is still unresolved. When we will consider the healing phase of the external rectal muscles next, we will be again finding a sudden leakage of stool flow during the epileptoid crisis. Let us now study all the sphincters in detail. Bladder, rectum, and the cervix have external sphincters. They all consist of striated muscles. Bladder and rectum have also internal sphincters called internal bladder sphincter and internal rectal sphincter. Internal sphincters are smooth muscles derived from the endoderm. Very peculiar but important point to be remembered is that the external sphincters have an inverse innervation. That means they close through contraction in vagotonia of the healing phase, but opens through relaxation in sympathicotonia of the conflict active phase and the epileptoid crisis. You might have observed that during epileptic seizures that occur during the epileptoid crisis, the sphincters of both bladder and rectum open at the same time, causing a complete emptying of the bladder together with an involuntary loss of stool. Lastly, during the healing phase, the rectal muscles are reconstructed and the external sphincters are closed. Again, during the epileptoid crisis, there will be rectal spasms similar to the rectal spasms occurring in relation to the internal rectal sphincters. Smooth rectal muscles, rectum submucosa and rectum surface mucosa. In all these cases, the rectal spasms occur at different phases and with different symptoms. All organs derived from the new mesoderm, otherwise called the surplus group, including the rectal muscles, show their biological purpose at the end of the healing phase. After the completion of the healing process, these organs become stronger than before, allowing to be better prepared to meet with another conflict of the same kind. Here we close our discussion on the striated muscles of the lower rectum and on the external rectal sphincter. Learn GNM well, dear friends. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.